أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا آمنا بربنا ليغفر لنا خطايانا وما أكرهتنا عليه من السحر والله خير وأبقى. إنه من يأت ربه مجرما فإن له جهنم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا ومن يأته مؤمنا قد عمل الصالحات فأولئك لهم الدرجات العلى جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء من تزكى صدق الله العظيم. In yesterday's discussion we discussed that these magicians accepted Iman and Islam in the hands of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They fell prostrate into sajda and obviously they did not succumb to the pressure that was presented by Fir'aun. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the dialogue, an important dialogue, something for us to understand and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us this beautiful and golden gift of Iman. But at the same time, do we appreciate these great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted us? Inna amanna bi rabbina. First they say that certainly we have brought Iman in our Rabb. They testify the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make known the Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did we do this? لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us our khata. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us our sins. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. And that which you compelled us upon, and that is the magician, the magic, the witchcraft, the sorcery that you compelled us to carry out. And here it seems as though that there was a point in time when Fir'aun had forced people into learning this art of sorcery. Like we find in one narration, there were 40 people who had this knowledge and Fir'aun had then decided that these 40 people will be compelled to teach and those who learn from them will also be compelled to learn. Wallahu khayrun wa abqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far superior, far better. Wa abqa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal. Allah was forever and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever. And here the choice of believing in Fir'aun and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very clear choice. And that, as a matter of fact, the choice that all of us have also. One is this material world that is far inferior to the hereafter, and one is the everlasting hereafter. One is the mortals of this world, and one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is forever and ever. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Certainly that person that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a mujrim, as a sinner, for him is the fire of Jahannam. Here it seems as though they have spoken about a very important aspect of the life of a human being. We are all on the surface of this earth, and whilst we are on the surface of this earth, from time to time we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the important aspect is, before we continue our lives, after breaking the command of Allah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat is the important aspect. La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. That there in the fire of Jahannam a person will not be dying, nor would a person live. And here what is the important aspect is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us it's a life of eternity. On the one hand, there is no life in itself because it is a life of punishment. And secondly, despite the intensity of the punishment, a person will not die. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. But on the other hand, that person that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a believer, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. After bringing Iman, that person certainly practice righteously. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. For such people are high degrees of status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the lofty gardens of Jannat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree for such individuals. جَنَّاتُ عَدْرٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. They are gardens of eternity under which rivers flow. We discussed it is not only rivers of water, but it is rivers of milk, rivers of honey, rivers of wine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have rivers of water. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the different types of rivers that will be flowing, because the a'mal and the actions of man continue to flow on this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him this everlasting flowing rivers of Jannat, khalidina fiha, they will remain in it forever. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَن تَزَكَّى. The important aspect is that is the jaza, that is the recompense, the reward. For which kind of people? مَن تَزَكَّى, that person who purified himself. Again, we have come onto the surface of this earth. There are many, many earthly activities that we get involved in. There are many, many material activities that we get involved in. And there is contamination all the time with different forces against our tawheed and against our iman. The important thing is that although there will be challenges on the surface of this earth, we need to purify our hearts all the time. And how are we going to purify our hearts? Number one, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala persistently. Secondly, to fulfill all our obligations, rights that are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the obligations and rights that are due to fellow human beings. And thirdly is to understand and realize that we are going to travel onto this journey, or we are traveling on this journey towards akhirat, and hence there is a very urgent need for us to cleanse our hearts all the time and not to keep the filth of kufr or the filth of sin within us, but continue and persistently make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.